Joining me now, the man who, as they say, the music made me do it, the last Boy Scout, great blog. You can read it there at tednugent.com, the one and only Ted Nugent. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm celebrating a happy springtime in spite of the world around us. So how are you, David?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I try to get across to people that not everyone in America is under death watch. And we have a serious situation. But, we need to function with this. And in in the last Boy Scout, man, you lay out a clear case for this in two words, namely survival.
Well, I'm a controversial guy because I celebrate truth, logic, and common sense, and I'm bringing you a big thank you and a salute to you, David, because every time you speak, you represent we the people who have to discipline ourselves and adhere to and celebrate truth, logic, and common sense, and there's a lot of it out there. Obviously, these are scary times. I'm 71, and I've never seen anything like this, and I've been through floods and ice storms and tornadoes and Y2K and 9/11 and tsunamis. I've been through everything that Mother Nature has to throw at me, but the Nugent family really does adhere to the Boy Scout battle cry, be prepared. So we have not gone out and bought any toilet paper or ammo. We already had unlimited water, fish, venison, ammo, toilet paper, first aids, basically, improvise, adapt, and overcome. And I'm just a guitar player, so if I can figure this out, I got to question some of the people scrambling who are ill-prepared. So we pray for our fellow Americans because we are a spoiled nation. Not everybody, but only the guilty need to feel guilty. But this is a manifestation of a cultural deprivation. And I think, if I may, David, the most glaring and heartbreaking lesson is that we the people have been so sound asleep that we allowed the corrupt, criminal, power-abusing punks in our government to give the life and death control of our medicine and antibiotics to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist Chinese? Are you kidding me?
I wonder if any of these, and I like the way you put them, and I call them different things. In the Senate, I call them the Club of 100, and that's not a designation they want, or the congressmen up there. All those responsible would turn around and strike back as openly against the Chinese for the lies over this, for the actions they've taken or not taken since last December, for the fact that they went out and gave faulty tests to nations, to entire nations like Czechoslovakia and Spain, and they would turn around as equally and say, this is the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that is literally responsible for this and now playing psychological warfare on America.
And chemical warfare, I believe, But let me focus on the positives. I think that's why you have me on your show with you, is that, yes, there is good, bad, and ugly. I mean, I have maximized the good. I was raised by a U.S. Army drill sergeant and right after World War II, so I understand sacrifices and risk-taking and the entrepreneurial spirit that has motorized this great experiment in self-government. So even though I tour every year and I got the greatest band and the greatest crew and the greatest family, and I got I'm just a lucky guy, but that's because we prioritized quality control so we don't have to scramble for damage control. And I got to tell you, I'm at our beautiful ranch here in Texas, and a lot of people go, yeah, well, you're a rich rock star. No. When I had nothing, I didn't have a bank account. I had nothing. I did 300 to 350 concerts a year with the Amboy Dukes, but I spent zero money on drugs, alcohol, or tobacco. And the money I saved by not, wasting my money and poisoning myself, I literally bought a little farm in Michigan to make sure I had water, a natural water source, the fish that are in the natural water source, unlimited timber in case the power went out, and my next purchase was a generator and a tank of fuel to support me for about a year. So I'm just a Boy Scout pragmatist. I get to hang out with the greatest humans in the world, which can be found in the SEALs and the Army Rangers and Delta Force and the Green Berets, and they've embraced me since the 1960s. So I learned lessons from people better than me, and my sons and daughters, my brother, my sister, everybody I know, we're prepared. word. And everywhere I look, David, all the people here in Texas and back in my beloved birth state of Michigan, the hunters, the fishermen, the trappers, the farmers, the ranchers, we're the ones helping those who were ill-prepared. And I hope the lesson is learned that you shouldn't ever be ill-prepared. And if you're unarmed and helpless, you might want to write this down, you are unarmed and helpless. What a tragic choice that is.